Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We are back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton. And we are here with Naomi Lambden today. I'm so excited. Naomi's one of my friends, and I've waited so long to have her on the podcast.
Hello, I'm Naomi. I go to Lenore City High School. I'm a senior. I've been involved with Singers and Panther Crew, and I play on the volleyball team all 4 years and a bunch of other random things that I do. I play worship. I've been involved with church my whole life. So, yeah.
Yes, we are so excited to have you today. You're super involved in the school, yes. And it's your senior year.
Yes.
So we wanted to, it's almost done.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
We wanted to ask you a little bit about your whole high school career.
So if you could rank like your entire like freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, mm-hmm. which one would be like first and which one would be fourth? Like just rank it.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that it would honestly have to just go from senior, junior, sophomore, freshman.
Really?
Which that just kind of comes with overall like gaining more confidence throughout the years. My freshman, sophomore year, I was not the same person that I really am today. And they were really hard. But like freshman, sophomore year are kind of equally bad, and junior, senior year are kind of equally great. Uh-huh. But overall, I think I really enjoyed the people I've met this year. And I just feel like I've grown more confidence in myself over the years and like been able to express myself more. And so that's kind of made each year a lot better.
That's yes. good. Yeah. What have been some of your highlights of your high school career?
Oh, I really enjoyed Singers mm-hmm. all 3 years. Every year is different. Every year is different people, different vibes, different culture. Mm-hmm. This year's definitely been my favorite for sure. I have been involved with musical theater the past 2 years. That's been really, really exciting. We're about to actually have our show mm-hmm. next weekend. So everybody pull up to the show because it's going to be freaking epic.
Yes.
And so that's been really empowering and really just able to make myself more vulnerable in different ways. I think volleyball has always been a family for me. Mm-hmm. Those girls matter a lot to me. They're like my sisters. I was the only senior this year. So that yeah. was definitely memorable.
Yeah.
We literally went on a cabin weekend. That was super fun. But yeah, I just think like the friendships I've made, the communities I've been a part of have been a really big part of that. So
mm-hmm. yeah, you have such a good variety of you've done a lot with athletics and mm-hmm. then a lot of the social stuff and then mm-hmm. performing. So you've got kind of it
kind
all.
Kind of hit it all.
Yes. yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we wanted to ask you on the podcast because we know you are a really strong woman in your faith. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to hear a little bit more about your story, kind of how you came to know Jesus. And then we can talk about how that's played out like in the last few years of your life.
Okay, so I was basically born in a church.
Yes.
My parents, like, brought me to Morrison Hill. I think I was two. So Morrison Hill in Kingston, and I've been going there since I was a baby. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I've been in church my whole life. So, you know, you hear that from a lot of people is that's just their normal experience. I have really tried to stay on that path. I think in middle school, I heard the phrase like for the first time, like, you know, being a lukewarm Christian, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like, like that's a little interesting. So I think around seventh grade, I really got super intentional with my faith. But I got baptized when I was 10, mm-hmm. Around Christmas time, and then kind of took that with me. I think every summer, obviously, like I go to church camp. And so every summer is kind of like a rekindling of that fire of, okay, like, let's do this. You know, mm-hmm. you're surrounded by Christian people. You have that community. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of get back to school and it's like, this is kind of hard.
yeah.
This is kind of a lot. But I think, obviously, I've been through ups and downs just as far as, like, my faith and just being confident in that and, like, really being disciplined. I'm not the mm-hmm. most disciplined person all the time. And so I think staying motivated to like, you know, stay in scripture mm-hmm. and do Bible studies, stuff like that has always kind of been a struggle for me a little bit, especially when life seems to be going well.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. And so if I'm not really experiencing a lot of hardship in that time of my life, then it's hard for me to like really stay consistent. And then that's when you hit a wall and you're like,
yes,
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that. I forgot why my life is kind of doing good. Oh yeah, it's because of Jesus, which I'm not involved in anymore. But yeah, I've always tried to be consistent, you know, going to church, mm-hmm. like youth group. But that's basically been my life, you know.
Yeah.
My life has been living in a Christian household, really strong parents, faith that they're super duper intelligent. Mm-hmm. They're super awesome. They've kind of been a big motivator and like keeping me on track.
Mm-hmm.
And surrounding myself with other Christian believers has been a big part of that too. So,
yeah. What do you think the like hardest thing about being a Christian girl in high school is? Like, what has it gotten worse throughout high school? Like, how does it get harder, easier, whatever?
I think the hardest thing is having those, like, how your relationships impact your faith.
Mm-hmm.
I think that my friendships have really encouraged or discouraged my faith and like how close I am. And just being able to be confident in mm-hmm. your faith, you know, and standing firm in that. Like sometimes we'll have a hard time. Like if I have a bunch of friends who like to gossip and things mm-hmm. like that, it can be hard to let that like get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And to let that become a part of like who you are. And you know, there's just like little things that you don't always think are a big thing, mm-hmm. but they can kind of like start to take root in who you are. You know, like mm-hmm. when you start to let little bits of darkness in, then like you don't even realize it all the time.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that that's been a hard thing for me, is just like, oh, well, this is just like a little thing, or this is just, you know, this is yeah. not that big of a deal, you know?
Yeah. Right. It's kind of like starting out small and then it just gets deeper and deeper. Yeah. And it's like more then, consistent. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of in a spot where I'm like, I don't feel too good about where I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just again, like being motivated, I think mm-hmm. is a big thing, and discipline. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So how have you balanced like being nice to everybody and showing God's love to everybody, but mm-hmm. at the same time working on your close relationships, being mm-hmm. people that pour into you?
Mm-hmm. So I've always been somebody who has a lot of people around me all the time,
mm-hmm.
Between church and school. Like I go to church in a different town than I go mm-hmm. to school in. So I've always kind of had a big group of people that yeah. I'm always around. And, you know, I think that I've always found similarities between me and other people. Like I'm a pretty empathetic person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can kind of relate to a lot of people very well. And that makes it easy, you know, it's because it's like, oh, well, I relate to you. So, you know, we can get along. And even yeah. if I don't, it still is like, oh, like you're a cool person. Like I like being around you. I think that being intentional with specific people, mm-hmm. You know, people are going to come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And so like my freshman, sophomore year, I was really, really close to like my church group.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a really big, those are like my girls, you know, those mm-hmm. are my sisters in Christ. And they still are. I mm-hmm. still, you know, we're going to be at church camp this summer and we're going to be like this again and it's going to be amazing. But I think that as I've gotten closer to school people, mm-hmm. those have kind of been people I'm more rooted in and that I'm more invested in right now. And even though I'm not necessarily as close to those church people, you know, I might not see them all the time. I still love them and I still have like a connection with them. But right now it's like, okay, I feel called and drawn to my school people. And this is like, you know, these are the girls I'm focused on right now. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's totally fine. You know, like it's not that my church people did anything bad or that yeah. we're not close anymore, but it's just kind of like different phases of life. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if you feel like you're being pulled somewhere, called somewhere, then you need to go with that. And, you know, it's not always going to be the same. My fall semester has looked crazy different from my spring semester.
Yeah.
I have this semester, I have classes with like four of the same people just throughout my entire
mm-hmm.
day. Like
mm-hmm.
I see them all day long, and it's people yeah. I would never have expected to like be around. But uh-huh. you know, I've found myself being more intentional with them, and like
mm-hmm.
even though I might not always get along with them, like
mm-hmm.
okay, like I'm here for a reason with them. So, you know, yeah.
I think that's such a good point for anyone who, like, you're a senior, so you're about to go out into a completely different phase.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like freshman to sophomore year, everything's mm-hmm. different. So it's important to be intentional where you're at right now with, mm-hmm. like you said, close friends too, but also just people that you see every day yeah. and talk to them and get to know them more, mm-hmm. even if you wouldn't go grab lunch with them on a right, random day, but like, right. it's just good to still connect and ask them yeah. like, hey, how, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What's your, and just find out more about them. Mm-hmm. Are there any moments in high school or big things that have happened that have strengthened your faith a lot, or moments when you've experienced God, whether it's like summer camp or just mm-hmm. a thing that's happened in your life?
This summer, I spent a lot of time at church camp, as I always have every mm-hmm. summer. And like I said, it's kind of like rekindled that fire, but I really felt called out this year. Like coming out of junior year, I felt like God was really telling me, like, you need to get your act together a little bit. Like mm-hmm. you need to be strong in what you're doing, you know, yeah. You need to really have a basis to fall back on. So I didn't spend a whole bunch. I mean, we spent like 2 or 3 weeks out there. Mm-hmm. And between some hardships I faced over the summer, some pretty impactful life things that had gone on, like from the spring to the summer, I was kind of at a low mm-hmm. a little bit. There was a time where I had just come off a spiritual high mm-hmm. and then kind of got pushed back down again. And I was like, oh, like this is not, it was a really, really dark time.
Yeah.
And I went back to camp. I had to go back to camp. I wasn't even a camper at that point. I was on staff. Mm-hmm. So I was feeding kids and cleaning and replacing toilet paper rolls. And that I really got close to some people that week that were really honest with me mm-hmm. and were really like, you're okay. Mm-hmm. Like they really said to me, like, you gotta take it easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna be okay. And it was really impactful for me. And those people, like, I've not seen half of them in 6 months, mm-hmm. but they really made a lasting impact on me and really was just able to like pick me back up. And I think mm-hmm. there's been a lot of moments like that. That's the most recent I can think of. But, you know, just kind of like you get on that spiritual high and then you get knocked in the head again. And I was really grateful that I was able to have that, you know, yeah. kind of like bring me back up coming into the school year, because mm-hmm. it really could have taken a toll on the way that my year went. It almost did. There were some rough moments, but I think that, you know, just kind of having those roots and people who were really mm-hmm. intentional with me. And where I think that like God was speaking through a lot of them mm-hmm. too. I would have not expected to be close to, but like you were there, like, you know, coming in the fall semester, and it was like
yeah.
all of my girls, all my people, camp kids were just really like lifting me up during that time. And it made my fall semester a lot better. So
yeah, that's great. Good.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So what has, like you said, with the spiritual disciplines and stuff is a really big thing to like rekindle your faith mm-hmm. and make sure you're staying in it. I am so bad about getting behind on like reading my Bible. Mm-hmm. That's one of my biggest things is I set every January I have like a goal for the year. A goal for the year. I'm like, all right, this is going to be it. And then I'm like, oh great. I'm like 3 weeks behind. So what is your biggest like maybe piece of encouragement or advice for staying disciplined and stuff like that?
Staying disciplined is the hard, it's what I struggle with most. Yeah. I think that when I start to stumble, mm-hmm. like I miss 2 days, mm-hmm. it's like, dude, like I might as well just give up. Like in my right. head, it's like, I might as well just give up at that point. Like, you know, I really easily slip into that.
Yeah.
And I guess a recent piece of advice that I would have is if somebody says to you, like, if you hear anything about like your faith or mm-hmm. like Christianity or your Bible, or you go to a Bible study and you hear this, like take that as like a sign, mm-hmm. you know, like, nah, if you start to kind of feel yourself like slipping and it's like, oh, I tried to do this and I stayed up late 2 nights cause I went to sporting events and now I like am off track. And
yeah.
But like God likes to, I feel like God really speaks through other people and mm-hmm. speaks through, for me at least. And, you know, mm-hmm. everybody sees God differently.
Yeah.
But I always end up somehow hearing somebody talk about faith or Christianity yeah. or a Bible verse, or somebody sends me something. And I kind of am like, ugh, like, like that means I have to try again. Like I have mm-hmm. to get back up and do it. But that's like a reminder, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes you might ignore it for a little while. And it's like, dude, God is literally, you're asking for a sign. This is your sign.
It's, yeah.
God is literally saying, send you, you know, Bible verses or mm-hmm. people talking to you, or like you see something on Instagram, like anything like that is just, you know, when you see it, like, let that be a reminder. You know,
yeah.
It's
like, yeah. And you always like have to take that back to surrounding yourself with the right people, because mm-hmm. then it's like you have those Christian influences that are mm-hmm. pouring into your life, and then they'll encourage you, and it's like, yes. you may hate them for a few minutes.
Right. But. Yeah. And they might not even notice it either. Yeah. Like, they might just be like being themselves, and mm-hmm. you guys have not talked about Jesus in like yeah. 3 months, and then all of a sudden you don't read your Bible for 2 days, and they randomly are like, hey, did you see that thing about the Chosen? And you're like, oh my gosh, like, of course this is happening right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And how do you think that you have been, I mean, I've definitely seen you be a good Christian influence to other people that don't know Jesus.
Thank you.
How do you think is the, like, I don't know how to word this, but for freshmen or for people mm-hmm. that maybe aren't as confident in their faith, mm-hmm. how would you encourage them to be somebody that leads other people closer to God, even when you don't have all the answers, obviously, mm-hmm. and none of us do, but what's the best way to lead somebody if it's not like, because obviously you can't be their faith. You can't be the person that's, right. you know, controlling their faith, but how mm-hmm. would you encourage them in that?
I think a big thing is vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a pretty vulnerable person. I like to share. I'll tell you if I'm struggling, obviously, like you've heard all my rants, but I think that especially like my freshman, sophomore year, I had a lot of friends that I was not really surrounded by, mm-hmm. like at school, at least I didn't have this same community that I have now of like mm-hmm. these like powerful Christian women. And I would just like meet these people who were just so interesting. Mm-hmm. And it was such like a unique experience. And I just kind of found myself like wanting to know more about them. And it was hard. Like you're going to meet people that it's going to be like, this is a hard relationship to have. Like mm-hmm. you're kind of, you know, we're both messes and it's yeah. kind of clashing right yeah. now and I don't really know what to do. And, but in a lot of those instances, I would find myself opening up mm-hmm. and even if they didn't always take it well, or they weren't always like super duper like, oh, you're great, you know?
Yeah.
But whenever I felt uncomfortable was when they finally kind of started to feel comfortable mm-hmm. with me. And so, you know, sometimes I've heard you talk about when you lead FCA worship.
Yeah.
That's like so stressful sometimes. And yeah. it's so overwhelming. And I think one time I was like on stage and this girl came up, I'd just done a worship and I felt really gross about it because I'd like messed up something. Mm-hmm. And it was like not one of my best moments. And I was like about ready to cry. And this, mm-hmm. this girl came up to me and she was like, hey, I just want to tell you, like, I didn't even know her. And she mm-hmm. was like, hey, I just want to tell you that the way that you worship is so powerful and like you really just bring this lightness into my day. And I just like started crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't even tell you how much that means to me. So mm-hmm. even doing stuff like that, like I was at a low and she came over and picked me up. And
yeah.
I didn't even realize what I was, I didn't feel good about myself in that moment. Yeah. Like I didn't feel super impactful and awesome. And I, you know, like obviously God worked through that situation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, I think, just keeping in mind that like, it's not all about you, mm-hmm. but people are going to see you anyways. Like it's not all about you. Like they don't need to see you. They need to see God. Mm-hmm. And like, if you are doing what God needs you to do, then they will see that. Like, so don't try and get that attention or, you know, think, don't let it get in your head. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big thing. My sophomore year was like, everybody can see me. Everybody mm-hmm. is like aware of me. Like they don't care.
No, yeah.
They're all worried about themselves.
Nobody cares. Like for real. Like don't let it freeze you up. Don't let it like. It, and I'm saying that. And yeah. people who know me from freshman sophomore, you're like Naomi, you are so scared. And I'm like, yeah, I was. And that's uh-huh. why I'm saying it. Like, you know, like know that they're not looking at you that much. But mm-hmm. when they do see you, like you want to make sure that they see God and yeah. not you, you know, I think that that's like, you know, don't ever let your guard down. Mm-hmm. Like, which I am saying that like fully having let my guard down and said bad things and
yeah.
whatever, but like really try and know that like things might happen even when you're like not even aware of it. So,
yeah. And I think like you were saying too, kind of letting yourself be vulnerable and say, I do struggle with this mm-hmm. shows people that, I mean, Christians are not perfect people. Like
right.
we obviously are still trying to figure everything out, mm-hmm. but it shows them that, okay, they are struggling with this, but also they're leaning on God for it.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm a freshman this year. So what advice would you give to either incoming freshmen or me going into my sophomore year, mm-hmm. just like to navigate high school so that you can have a better like junior and senior year?
Mm-hmm. I think a big part of finding who I am and finding that confidence has been being involved in so mm-hmm. many different things. And that can be a little weird at first. It might be a little uncomfortable, but like I've met so many cool people, especially my own grade. Mm-hmm. I think the class of 2025 is pretty epic, but
yes, it is.
So we're a little special in that way, but I have so many friendships and bonds with so many different people, mm-hmm. That I might not have talked to in 2 years, but I can see them in the hallway, or I'm going to see them in graduation and be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, just really get involved. I'm going to preach that until I die. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to have one thing be your thing. You mm-hmm. know, I don't really consider, I love singers, but I don't consider it to be my thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the only thing. I'm going to do journalism. I'm going to do volleyball. I'm going to do, you know, just make sure you invest your time into other people, mm-hmm. and you're gonna learn so much. Like, I literally work construction over yeah. the summer, and that's crazy. And like, what do you mean? Why do I do that? And I play the guitar, and yeah. I sew ? And like, like what? And so just don't be afraid to try new things and to meet new people, because mm-hmm. it's really gonna help like you find who you are. Yeah. And I think that once you have kind of, you know, decided like, okay, I know how to do this now. And that's mm-hmm. like a new confidence, and I'm not very good at this. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try it, and it's not going to work. And, you learn how to interact with different people, and it really can just, it can make or break your experience mm-hmm. is just learning people skills and communication. And it's really important. So I yeah. would yeah. highly recommend being involved, yes. even if it is just one thing, and make relationships with those people.
Yeah, you know? Try something new.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's for middle schoolers and high schoolers, because mm-hmm. there's some middle schoolers that I know listen to this too. Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. for everybody. Everyone yes. needs to try. Yes. And try something that does make you uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. you'll
and
grow
just, like,
in it more.
Put yourself out there, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So obviously you've had like an amazing high school experience, especially this last few years. So kind of to wrap up this episode, what are you most excited about for like the next chapter in your life? Like, I know there's probably some uncertainties and fears and everything.
Oh, for sure.
But what are you really excited about?
I think I'm the most excited to take what I've learned mm-hmm. about people, about confidence, and kind of get it like flipped upside down a little bit.
Yeah.
And to go out yeah. into something uncomfortable and realize that this little world that I've made in Lenoir City and at Lenoir City High School is not all that there is.
Yeah.
And there are much bigger things than being on the homecoming corps and, mm-hmm. you know, doing all these little things like that. Like, it's different, you know? I'm going to meet different people. I won't just have people the same, like-mindedness as me. And I think it'll be a test, mm-hmm. but I'm really excited for it. I'm really excited to kind of continue to, you know, find out who I am in God and find out, like, okay, like, what am I supposed to do in this life? Like, yeah. what really is my purpose? And how can I use these awesome experiences I've had here and singers and everything like that to continue in a different environment. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Yes. We've thank loved you. It so much. And we have loved being friends with you. You're such a light. It's so much fun. And I was like, Naomi's going to be on the podcast. So I hope you're okay with that. She was like, yeah, of course.
I was so excited.
Yes. Yes, and we will be praying for you in your next season of life with thank college you. And all the new things coming up. But thank you yes. so much. We will see you guys back next week for another episode.